Come, maids and men, and listen a while. I'll tell you of a rig, of the farmer and the parson, and the little old suckin' pig. Of the farmer and the parson, and the little old suckin' pig. Good morning, sir, said the parson. Good morning, sir, to you. I've come to get my little old pig, for you know it is my due. I've come to get my little old pig, for you know it is my due. Now pick me one that's plump and fat, for it is my design this night to have a friend or two come round my house to dine. This day to have a friend or two come round my house to dine. The farmer, he got into the sty, and the little pigs they did squall, and the one he picked for the parson was the smallest of them all, and the one he picked for the parson was the smallest of them all. And when the parson saw the same, how he did rant and roar, he stamped his feet and shook his wig, and he almost cussed and swore. He stamped his feet and shook his wig, and he almost cussed and swore. All right then, said the farmer, if my offer you refuse, you're welcome in the sty, he said, yourself to pick and choose. You're welcome in the sty, he said, yourself to pick and choose. The parson, he jumped into the sty without any more ado, and the old sow, she ran open-mouthed and at the parson flew, and the old sow, she ran open-mouthed and at the parson flew. The little pigs his stockings tore, his breeches tore in two. The old sow got between his legs and into the mud him threw. The old sow got between his legs and into the mud him threw. The parson, he jumped out of the sty, and off home he did run. You'd a split your sides a-laughing to see how he was gone. You'd a split your sides a-laughing just to see how he was gone. His wife was waiting at the door, all for her to let him in. He said, get out, you darned old bitch, I'm nearly dead with pain. He said, get out, you darned old bitch, I'm nearly dead with pain. I met with such cruel usage in that erratic sty. I'll never fancy sucking pig again until I die. I'll never fancy sucking pig again until I die.